Hi, welcome to the Market Week in Review for the week ending March 15th. I'm your host, McKenna Painter. Joining with me today, all the way in Australia, Mr. Alex Kousli. How are you doing today?
I'm great, McKenna. How are you going?
Doing awesome. All right, so first topic for today, let's talk about the US CPI, PPI, and retail sales. What does it tell us about the US economy, especially heading into the Fed meeting next week?
Yeah, sure. It's a really good question. So on the inflation front, we had a slight upside surprise in CPI and also in PPI, the producer price index, which points to a core PC number about 0.32% month on month, which is a little bit hotter than the Fed would like, but it's down from last month, which is encouraging. I think within that CPI print, the thing that the market was encouraged by is that the services and the shelter part of inflation didn't accelerate further. So we saw that last month and we saw that come back a bit. So that's encouraging. On the retail sales, it was a bit softer than expected, and we saw some downward revisions to the last 2 months as well. So a bit of a softer consumer print, but still well within growth territory. More generally, we think that the recession risk is still elevated in the United States. It's not as elevated as we thought last year, though. So it has come down a bit as inflation has come down. And we think that the Fed are getting ready to start cutting rates. It won't be next week at the March meeting, though. We think they're going to probably keep rates on hold. But we think as we move towards June, that's probably about the time when we start seeing interest rate cuts coming from the Federal Reserve.
Right, interesting. Okay, second topic for today, Japanese equities. They've hit an all-time high. What is the biggest driving force there, and what are the Bank of Japan likely to do this year?
Yeah, so for Japanese equities, there's a couple of things. The first is that the economy is doing okay. We're actually seeing signs that inflation is becoming a little bit more entrenched, which is the first time in 25 years that there's been a sense of inflation coming through in Japan. The other bit is the Tokyo Stock Exchange have done quite a bit of work in trying to encourage companies that are trading at a very discounted valuation, so specifically a price to book value below one, so they're trading below the book value of equity. They basically put a name and shame list out there and said, if you're on this list, we want to see improvements. That is now starting to move away from just boring stock, well, not boring, but financial engineering stock buybacks, and now moving across to actual things that are focused on return on equity. And we're actually seeing return on equity pick up in Japan, which is encouraging. For the Bank of Japan, we actually are very close to some more changes coming through from the Bank of Japan. We have in Japan, the Shunto negotiations, which is the wage negotiations between unions and major employers, will be due at the end of this week. But the initial signs is that we're seeing further acceleration in wage growth. That should give the Bank of Japan a bit more confidence that inflation is going to stay around that 2% target. And they can firstly remove yield curve control. And then secondly, they can probably look to start raising the cash rate from minus 0.1% at some point this year.
All right, a lot of activity over there in Japan. Let's talk about their neighbor, China. What's the latest and greatest over there right now? What's happening?
So from a data perspective, it's been fairly quiet, but we had the inflation number. Inflation is still very low in China. The GDP deflator, so the inflation rate that you think about when you look at GDP, has been negative for 2 quarters. We had the National People's Congress, which is the big meeting of the government. This is where they announced the growth target, which Bei Chen talked about last week, around 5%. Everyone, I think most people expected that. What was a little bit disappointing is that we didn't really see a big fiscal support coming through. So when you look at the budget, there really isn't much new spending coming through. This week, though, there is one element that is a little bit encouraging, is they're trying to encourage consumer purchases of cars and durables. And so they basically created this trade-in program, which could actually support particularly car purchases. And effectively, you think about the car renewal cycle, people buying new cars, it could bring forward some of that. That's could be up to about 0.5, 0.6% of GDP if the consumer gets a bit more confidence, which is really the key watch point for us. So, tracking okay, a little bit below trend, but there are some positive signs out there from the policy side, and we expect more to come, particularly from the monetary policy side.
Okay, very insightful as always, Alex. Thank you so much. Thank you all for tuning in to the Market Week in Review. We'll see you next week.